easy way.
Life is hard,
but I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard,
but I wrote it easy way.
Episode of Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your host, Eric Zuli, a.k.a. EZ, here on Blog Talk Radio. Easy Way Broadcasting Network, guys, check it out, easywaybroadcasting.com. We do radio talk shows, we have entertainment shows, and we have humanitarian shows. We even have a baby boomer show. We're in development of a fashion and beauty show, and we give some great information, some great news, always doing updates. We're always at hot Hollywood events and corporate events and political events, and we're always doing great coverage. You can go to the site and check out the photos and the video section. We're always updating new stuff. We have news blogs that we're always posting. We have a studio in Orange County. We're always doing productions. We're doing a bunch of stuff. So this is an awesome talk show for those of you guys that are tuning in that may not know about the show. It's a fun show that opens up opportunities for your own success. We interview great guests, and we're the best. There I go rhyming again. No, I'm kidding. It's a fun comedy show. You guys can call in and enjoy your time with us. Call in at 914-338-1303. It's a live interactive show on social media, so you can go to our Twitter, Easy Way Broadcast, or our Facebook, Easy Way Broadcasting, and ask your questions. We post comments. We get celebrities to post fun pictures. We do really fun blogs and, things like that. It's a lot of fun. This is on Blog Talk Radio. And we have a really awesome guest today. We have a really fantastic guest. I mean, this guest is one of our board members. He's on our board of advisors. I've known him for years. I've met him with one of our past accounts, and his name is Kevin Dorsey. And Kevin Dorsey was Michael Jackson's music director and worked with all the greats, man, all the greats. So stay tuned. You're going to hear all about him. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Got to pay the bills. Got to give that info. You listen to Easy Talk Live. I'm your host. Enjoy the show.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your favorite host, social media networking strategist, and motivational speaker, Eric Easy Zuli. Okay, so check this out. Now you can connect directly with your favorite celebrities, get your own personal video message from myself and other celebrities, including actors, musicians, sports stars, and many more, including stars from Star Trek, Star Wars, wrestling, the NFL, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and much more. Interested? Check out www.celebvm.com. That's www.celebvm.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I'll hook you up.
All right, guys, this next commercial is our sponsor, Havana Watches. You can use the promo code 95335, get discounts, HavanaWatches.com, Cuba. They're distributed by Sam's Club, and they have the Easy Way Watch. So you can get the Easy Way Watch if you want to do it the easy way, and that will be on our store here real soon. So here's some information on Havana.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
All right, guys, I want to remind you, this show is internationally and nationally syndicated to all of our media partners. We are now with Shanghai Media Group out in China, Seoul Central Magazine, NTV out in the UK, Actors Reporter, Actors Entertainment, Fan TV Global Networks, In the Cut Magazine, and numerous other magazines. And we have our own magazine, Easy Way Broadcasting's magazine. It's called Easy Way Magazine. It's really fun. It gives you all the information. We've got our Easy Way Angels and all the events and all the different news stories and opportunities. I even have a Where's Easy thing where you got to find me in the magazine and you win prizes and stuff. It's pretty cool. So we go to a lot of great events. We've got the Special Olympics coming up, and we do a lot of great causes and stuff. And so without further ado, oh man, here we go. We're going to have to do it the easy way with my man Kevin Dorsey. Let me tell you guys a little bit about Kevin. Our awesome guest coming up here. His name is Kevin Dorsey. He's a vocalist, musician, voiceover, and talent producer, arranger, and orchestrator, film, and these are his credits, okay? Let me turn this down a little bit so you can really hear me, because this man deserves to really be heard. The Color Purple, Out of Africa, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Forrest Gump, The Matrix, Lion King, The Fantastic Four, Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, Austin Powers, Ghostbusters, Happy Feet, Apollo 13. His television credits are Law and Order, The Simpsons, Family Guy, American Idol, The Voice. Commercials are on radio, television is Nike, Gatorade, Levi's, Budweiser, Miller Lite, Milk, McDonald's, Toyota, Twix. He's a phonographer and recorder and director, and he's done tours with Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Neo, Phil Collins, Sting, Luther Vandross, The Motley Crue, Kenny Rogers, Dolly, and Lyle Lovely, Lee Greenwood, Carrie Underwood, Stevie Wonder, Celine Dion, Lionel Richie, Rod Stewart, Kanye West, Vince Gill, Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles, Quincy Jones, Frank Sinatra, Barbara Streisand. It goes too much. My head's hurting now. Oh, my gosh. More credits are available on request, but he's worked with everybody, man. And I met him through the Pearl Records camp. I did some promotions for a group that was working with Universal, and he was the man behind the magic there, man. And so without further ado, we got my man Kevin Dorsey on the show. You guys ready? Get ready for your questions. Get ready for that info. Get ready for those stories. This guy's been in the game forever. We got my man Kevin Dorsey. What's up, Kevin?
What's happening, Eric? How are you?
Oh, man. Come on, man. Just easy way. I'm good. I'm good. We're doing positivity, and we get to interview, awesome people like you, get you on the show. So do I really need to answer that question?
Oh, listen. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, dude, it's an honor. It's an honor. And, it's an honor to have you on our board and creating positivity and doing what we're doing. We're creating the Positive Hollywood in Orange County. And, you know, it's a fun talk show. The guests on social media get to hear, you know, public figures and that they are people too, and all the wonderful things that you do. You're so awesome. You leave me with deja through. So reminisce about all the times you've gone through. Okay. What do you think about rapping? Can I get a deal? You hook me up?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I mean, I've been at it a while, you know, and Quincy Jones is the first person. Quincy brought me to Los Angeles quite some time ago. And, you can't ask for a better teacher or mentor than, one of the greatest producers ever to sit behind a console or write a song, orchestrate and arrange a song, and just learned an awful lot. And, hey, it took me, you know, to the heights that I've been blessed to accomplish so far in this industry, you know?
Yeah, man. I mean, your biggest title, you're really known for being Michael Jackson's music director for a real long time. And your credits go, I mean, I don't even want to ask you questions, man. I just want to hear stories. I just want to hear Kevin's life. I just want to hear all the stuff that you've done with all these people, you know?
Well, you know, I mean, I'll correct one thing. I mean, I was Michael's vocal director and assistant musical director. I mean, he's had, his musical directors have been, in my time with him, have been Greg Fillinganes and Brad Buxter. And I've always been co-MD and vocal MD. And it's working with Michael Jackson just afforded me things that I don't think I would have ever, in most cases, seen and done, you know, without being a part of his great life and entertainment life and production life, you know, from going around the world several times to, I mean, from the Sultan of Brunei to Princess Diane to, I mean, just everything everywhere, and to watch the faces of people from 8 to 80, you know, just love his music and love him and appreciate the way that we would present ourselves to them in all of these various countries was just amazing for so many years.
Oh, yeah, man, his memory will live on. And did he teach you the moonwalk? Can you moonwalk?
No, you know, I'll call it moon crawl if you will.
Oh, you made up huh? Moon crawl.
Yeah, yeah, I made that one up. I mean, the guys, I mean, you know, Mike first started doing that way back in the day with Jeffrey Daniels and turned it into something that, you know, has just been universal. I mean, everybody knows the moonwalk, you know, and it's just amazing to watch him do that night after night on stage, you know, right in front of you, you know. I mean, hey, nothing like having that bird's eye view of the greatest entertainer of all time.
Oh yeah, I mean, come on, man, that's Captain EO. That's a smooth criminal. That's the Egyptian. I mean, he's the other side of Elvis. You know what I mean? Like he hit that legendary status and inspired so many. And you know, I was looking at Michael. And I was looking at him when he was a kid, when he was with the Jackson 5, and you know, you could just totally tell, you know, that he just had that passion. You know, I'm not saying that the other Jacksons didn't, but it just seemed like he stood out more. He had more passion. He had more love behind that microphone. You know, you could. I mean, he's the entertainer of all entertainers, because that. There's so much passion and inspire others. So it's pretty awesome to be interviewing somebody that worked with him as long as you did. Sorry if I mispronounced the, you know, and thank you for correcting us on the show here. So you're the you know, giving the exact title, but don't matter, man. You were there when he was rehearsing and coming up with his stuff and, you know, on tour. And
that's to be incredible. Able to do that, I remember one of my first rehearsals. I think we were doing rehearsing for the Bad Tour at the time, and we were like, the show was 2 hours and 26 minutes, and we were in the right in the middle of Man in the Mirror, which was the finale on that particular tour, and you know, we were just a few minutes from being at the end and being able to take a break, and there was a lighting cue that one of the operators missed. And he said, wait, that, you know, can't happen. Cannot miss that cue. And he said, okay, let's go to the top. So, you know, everybody's thinking, you know, we're going to the top of the song. And he meant the top of the show.
Hmm.
One mistake cost us another 2 hours and 26 minutes, you know.
Ooh.
So his thing was perfection. And, one of the journalists in Paris, when they reviewed the show, they said, you know, the only thing bad he could say about the show is that it was flawless. He said, everybody, it was too perfect. And when they interviewed me, I said, you know, they always say to err is human. And we try for 2 hours and 26 minutes not to be human. You know, I mean, Michael, when you're on stage with him, brings you up to another level. Even sometimes a level that you never thought you could attain, but that's, he always brought that out of you, and that's what I loved about him.
Oh yeah, yeah, and that must have been pretty crazy. So what was your exact, like, just to kind of explain to the listeners, when you say you're, you know, co-music, your exact title, I don't want to mispronounce it, but So what was your, like, when you're on stage, when you're on tour, when you're with them, what were your exact duties? What were your exact stuff? Like, what parts were you responsible for as far as Michael's career?
I was responsible for all of the background vocalists on tour and responsible to catch anything musically along with the musical director that may be wrong or that we need to fix. Anything musical on stage, you know, I was fortunate to be able to add my little 2 cents in to make sure that it was 100% of how and what Michael wanted. You know, I mean, we had amazing personnel. You know, I mean, everyone just, it was a family. I mean, everyone just gelled, and musically, everyone gelled. You know, so you had to stay on top, and you had to be on top every single night. I mean, that was something he demanded. I mean, he gave you 100%, and he expected 110 out of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
So that's what it was. You know, I had to make sure harmonies were correct, harmonies were tight, music was correct, music was tight. No flaws, you know.
So, and because going into your film, I'm sorry, go ahead, finish, please.
Yeah, because, I mean, he could hear everything. I mean, he would hear someone hit a wrong note with all of those things happening, and he would turn and look at whether it was the guitarist, the pianist, the vocalist. He'd turn around and smile and point at you to let you know, I heard that. Amidst a performance, I mean, with so much going on, I mean, our productions were the largest productions ever. And with all that stuff going on, from Sherman tanks to shuttle, space shuttles to everything else on stage, I mean, he could hear when something would go wrong or would know if a cue went wrong, who did it, when it happened, and everything else. And he wanted it corrected.
What's the budget like for productions like that? You know, those productions, those concerts and the stuff was some of the biggest stuff. Like,
I mean, that's just millions of dollars, Eric. I mean, I don't know the exact figures, but all I can tell you, it takes an awful lot of money to put on productions like that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
We had, just with the Illusions, I mean, he hired David Copperfield and Siegfried and Roy and, you know, all that kind of stuff to make sure that his Illusions during Beat It and Wide and Thriller and all that stuff were just, no other Illusions were better than the ones that he would have in his performance, you know?
Well, so let's go into some of your film credits, and what exactly did you do with all these huge films? I mean, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Fantastic Four, you know, Doug Jones is a really good friend of mine. He played the Silver Surfer.
Okay. I mean, mainly in the films, it was all vocal work. Vocal work, you know, some arranging work, and Ferris Bueller was probably my first big voiceover outside of singing, because I had to, you know, say two simple words. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know? Yeah. So between, you know, that and the sun, the moon, beautiful, more beautiful, all that kind of stuff.
So was that actually in the movie? Was that actually your voice doing the, oh yeah, whatever it is?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Yeah, now that I'm hearing your voice tone and I'm thinking about that movie, wow, okay, so you're the Oh Yeah guy. Guys, I'm talking to the Oh Yeah guy on Ferris Bueller's Day Off. How cool is that?
It's interesting. The song itself was done by a group called Yellow out of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And Ira Newborn was the actual composer on the film. And when we were done doing some stuff, he had written down some words and things of this nature and asked me to go in and say this stuff. And, you know, they ran some of it through put some effects on the voice. And next thing you know, there's Oh Yeah. And and Ferris and Twix and Secret of My Success and this and that, and it's been pretty good for a lot of years.
Yeah, sounds like it. You could probably get into any doorway you want at this point. You know, people will be like, oh my God, Kevin Dorsey, yes, please. How can we have you walk our carpet, sir?
You know, it's I've been very blessed down through the years, and because you know as I know, this is not an easy industry. But when you establish yourself,
bite your tongue, bite your tongue, sir. It is an easy industry. It's not an EASY industry, but it is always an easy industry.
That's very true. You know, but you have to stay focused, and you're only as good as your last gig, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah. And a lot of people don't realize that it's not just about the gig itself, it's about what happens afterwards and the substance
exactly.
And the development to push to the next gig to make it financially make sense and the awareness and things like that. And you know, and that's the beauty of the new transition now, of the digital transition, and you know, I mean, it's a new world now. So that's a great question. Thank you, Brian. My brain's functioning a little bit here. So how are you dealing with the new transition, the new technology, the new age? I mean, no offense in any way, but you're old school. You know, you've been in this game for a long time.
Yeah.
And this is probably a little bit of a new. You know, yeah. Talk to us a little bit about that.
You know, it's interesting. As you said, I'm one of the old school guys, and personally, I'll be honest to say, I think music itself is kind of in a sense of emergency, if you will. I don't feel that a lot of the artists and writers and producers are doing what they used to do. I mean, music, as I know it, has always been timeless. I mean, music that I used to listen to when I was young and even now sounds even greater in 2015, you know, and I don't hear a lot of music that I would deem timeless, but technology has afforded a lot of artists, you know, hey, a lot of things, and I wish they would bring back more music education, which unfortunately, the performing arts are the first things that are cut when they have budget cuts in the schools, you know. But things that you do and your company does, as far as the social aspect and the red carpets and the magazines and the radio shows, I mean, I wish that we had it the easy way back in the day so that, I mean, things would have... you think Thriller was a monster back then. I mean, with vehicles like the Easy Way, I mean, Thriller could have possibly even, you know, doubled, if not tripled, what it did back in the day. I mean, had we had, you know, this type of social services available to us, you know, back in the day. But it's doing great things now, and I'm so glad that people are finally taking advantage of it, and people are seeing how much greater their careers are being enhanced by just giving it a shot, you know. But it's changed. I mean, I do more, like for me, my big thing now is I score a lot of independent films. We're just finished one called The Martini Shot, which is slapstick comedy, very, very funny. Working on one called The Dog and Pony Show that's starring Mira Sorvino, and they found Ralph Macchio, the old Karate Kid. He's also starring in this.
Love Ralph. I met Ralph Macchio at the if it's the original Daniel LaRusso, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I met him at Dancing with the Stars. In fact, I'll post my picture with him. And man, that guy was a cool guy. And when you're that big of a star, and like, I mean, I met a lot of the big stars in the parking lot. When you're that big of a star, but you're just like cool. I mean, he has security around him and stuff. And I was like, I was like, wax on, wax off. I mean, I didn't know what to say. Like, I just saw him. I was like, wax on, come over and wax it, wax off. You know? And he thought it was funny the way that I approached him. And so, you know, he walked up and I got a little picture. I talked to him a little bit. And I was like, dude, can you just do the crane? Just do the crane kick for me. You know, I don't know what to say. So, you know, but he was just a really cool guy. So shout out to him, man. Really, really, really cool guy.
So, you know, it's, the new age is behooving all young and old, you know, so you have to really, you know, you got to get in where you fit in. And I mean, it's helping, you know, people like myself who, you know, engage in more than just one particular area of the music industry. And it helps to, you know, as I do projects, you know, to get that extra push. And as I'm working with new and upcoming artists, I mean, it's a shot in the arm for their career when it comes to promotion and marketing, you know, to take advantage and of the services, you know, that companies like yours, which is one of the top that I can think of, you know, to take them and take advantage of that and boost that career. And, you know, sometimes overnight, you know, they're just like, wow, I didn't know that this, they knew who I was. And it was only because, you know, of the Easy Way Broadcasting System, magazines and things of this nature, you know? So kudos to you guys.
Thanks a lot, man. I really, really appreciate that. I mean, that's a, I mean, I got this on radio. You guys heard it. It's recorded. I'm going to be blasting. I'm going to be blogging that like crazy. I got Kevin Dorsey. And so I'm like collecting these testimonials. It's pretty cool. I had my man from CW, John Mata. He was the uh-huh. vice president of CW Network, and I was interviewing him, and he was like, I asked him some question. I can't remember what it was, and he's like, I couldn't be like you. I couldn't achieve that, so I decided to be the vice president of Warner Brothers, and then the co-founder of E! Entertainment, Larry Namer. He said that I'm helping to change the media world, and now you, Kevin Dorsey, music extraordinaire, legendary man, just to make sure that I'm getting what you're saying is correct, and I'm not mishearing anything. That we're the best, like you said something like we're one of the best, we're one of the top in digital promotions. I just want to make sure that we're getting that correct.
That is exactly what I'm saying, and you know it's one of those things where a lot of people aren't aware. I mean, even though they may hear about it and, you know, and see you at the red carpet events and this and that, I mean, they're not aware of what you and the Easy Way actually do. And for artists out there within the sound of my voice, I mean, take a minute to go online and check them out, because they can really behoove you in ways that you, your management and agencies, you know, wouldn't even think about it. And it'll really be a feather in your cap to check them out. So yes, you are the Easy Way, one of the top in the industry doing what you do.
Thank
and
you.
I'm very happy to be affiliated with you.
We're very happy. I mean, you're on the team, man. You're on the board, and you know we're blessed to have a lot of great people like yourself on the board, and we're creating a different positive Hollywood. A different, I call it the OC Hollywood. You know, we're doing some great things in this Orange County situation, and when you called me, I mean, guys, just so you know, I've known Kevin for a pretty long time now, and I mean, people change their number, things move and stuff, and. And on a random, I got an email, and I didn't recognize the email. And then I looked, and I saw Kevin Dorsey. I was like, "Oh, my man Kevin's back! Okay, what's going on?" And so he's actually working with some amazing artists. He's working with a couple of teenagers that are pop singers and really, really established, really amazing. And you know, really, I mean, you're doing music videos now. You're directing. You're producing. I saw your work. And I mean, I know what you do on a, you know, coaching and music directing level and what you're known for and stuff. But Now you're playing with a bunch of big films, and you're really helping artists, though. You know, and what we're doing with Easy Way Cares and Easy Way Music and stuff, the synergy meshed so well, and the opportunities. And you know, now we actually have a 20,000 square foot studio in Orange County, literally 45 minutes from LA, so it's not that far from LA. It's the biggest studio in Orange County. It's the biggest. You guys can research it. It's, and it's going to be a digital mobile type studio. We're building a music studio. So literally you can make the music, you can do the music video, you can get the coaching from the professionals, the promotions coaching from myself, you know, the music coaching from Kevin, the television. We have some of the biggest people on television. I mean, we have everything all in-house. And we're everybody that we work with, we're directing them towards nonprofits. You know, we're directing, you know, I work with the United Nations. I'm actually the president of the United Nations Beverly Hills Press Corp. And we're just putting good, like-minded people together right now, man. And I'm just really excited to see what's happening. And the other thing, we've launched with a couple of television networks now. I mean, we got a channel on Film On now, as you know. You know, we got the Shanghai Media Group distribution deal. And there's about 42 networks that's working with all of us as partnership. And today, you know, we're actually going to be talking to an actual television network at local in Orange County in L.A. And guys, you know, I don't know. I want to. Do you ever do like any mentor programs, Kevin? Do you ever do like any shadow stuff? I know I'm going to be doing that. We're going to be doing kind of like an academy type deal where people can, you know, get education, they can learn, they can shadow and stuff. And I'd love for you to be a part of that.
You know,
but,
I was going to say for a while, for quite some time, I was teaching in Pasadena at the California College of Music. And I've also been, you know, doing some mentoring and things of this nature at different boys and girls clubs, you know. And so just a way to try and give back as much as I can. I mean, because unfortunately, there's just a lot of people who, because of scheduling and things of this nature, they really don't get a chance to get out there. And a lot of people think that people in certain positions are untouchable, you know, and I just like to, you know, even though not a household name or royalty artist or whatever, just like to get out there and say, hey, you know, you can do this, you can make it, you know, stick to your guns, you know, don't let someone tell you, hey, you'll never be able to do this and do that. So, yes, I do get out there and get involved in programs like that.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to be doing some showcases, and we're going to be doing – in fact, I want to produce a show with you, man. I mean, we can do everything. We can produce whatever. And I want to do – one of the things I'm working with is I want to, you know, do a full-fledged professional live studio audience talk show. And I think – I don't know, guys. If you agree, you know, tweet me, Easy With Broadcast, Eric Zulli. I think that TV and really everything's going to mobile and internet now anyways, but I think that the talk shows, I think that they need a little bit of young blood. You know what I mean? I think they need a little bit of just younger, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm playing with, the kind of like a little bit of American Idol type thing, mixed with a little bit of maybe ridiculousness on MTV, mixed with like just mixing a lot of great stuff together, but doing it the easy way. And you know, having people like yourself and legends that are involved with us involved in a show that people can actually follow. Like I said, you know, we have this Film On channel, and coming up with I was talking with Akon for a little while back, and I was talking about an idea I had to kind of like follow the progression and the making of and all that type of stuff, and so that's what we're going to be kind of doing. And yeah, I'd love for you to be a part of the showcases and the stuff that we got going on. I know we've been talking a lot behind the scenes, but you know, I want the fans, I want the people who are listening to really hear, you know, what we've been talking about behind the scenes. You know, I want them to hear what we're about to launch with and what we want to do. So, you know?
Yeah. It's going to be very, very big. I mean, it's a lot of people don't understand, I mean, how large this whole undertaking is going to be. And I mean, you have to, it takes growth. And the way that the Easy Way is growing internationally, as well as domestically, I mean, it's going to be in everyone's face before they can blink an eye. And I think that'd be great to bring some of that young blood, you know, to network television, because, and plus bring it there, like you said, with a twist, you know, so it's not your same everyday, okay, I've seen this before, just new faces, you know, to have that little twist that they can only say, wow, that's what makes it the easy way.
Yeah, and big bet the positive programming, you know, like all this stuff is, it seems like it's even getting worse, you know, the content that they're putting out. I mean, God bless everybody that's doing what they're doing, but I feel like, you know, our program, the stuff we're going to put out is going to be fun, you know, somewhat educational, positive, or, you know, open doors and stuff. And I mean, some of these reality shows, some of these shows that are coming out, and some of these movies that are coming out, oh my gosh. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's,
wow.
They're out there.
But
so,
you know,
yeah, guys.
When you, by the time you get out there and you do something positive, sooner or later, and I know people say a lot of times, you know, old school is just that, but, you know, when you can do something and say something without saying it or showing it, and once again, leaving something to the imagination, that to me is what creates the artistry, you know? And that's where I think, and just dealing with music especially, I mean, a lot of that has just gone to the side. I mean, it used to be where you could say something in a certain way and people would say, wow, yeah. Now, I mean, it's just being said and you're just like, wow, they're allowed to say that, but it is what it is right now, you know?
Oh, definitely. Hey, Kevin, I got some news for you. You're gonna sit down when you hear this, but I got a kind of a little song coming out, might hit radio, I don't know, but we have an artist that we work with. I've been telling you about Viva Doll, number one Billboard artist, sold over half a million CDs, formerly Universal, and we did a song together called Knockout. And I'm not going to play it on the show today, but I am going to play one of her songs. I want to get your opinion. I want to get your honest, professional opinion on this artist. She's an EDM. It's really a different type of sound, and it's Latin and the English crowd. You know, it's Latin and the English demographic. And so this song is called Boom Boom. And you know, I want you to listen to it, and you know, if you feel free to pull your phone out and do a little Instagram dance or picture or something if you're jamming to it, if you're bobbing your head, you know, put your thumb up or whatever, you know, whatever you feel you might want to do. But this song, if you could, this song is called Boom Boom. I want to get your opinion, and you know, remember that I got a lot of, you know, high level people, so they're going to be hearing this. We're going to be blasting out there, and so your opinion. You know, your credibility, I really want the truth, okay? I really want to hear what you think, okay?
You got it.
Appreciate it, sir. All right, guys, this is Kevin Dorsey, legendary music. Now we'll call him a producer, director. He does music videos, doing stuff with film. He worked with everybody in the industry. He's going to be listening to Boom Boom. This is Viva Doll, Raz Records. Here we go.
Hi, boys, you ready to play? Get on board the Viva train. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, the beat of my heart. Love you from the start. Boom, the beat of my heart. Love you from the very start. Boom, boom, the beat of my heart. Love you from the start. Boom, the beat of my heart. Love you from the very start.
That was. I'm not gonna do the whole song, but that was "Boom Boom" by Viva Doll, Raz Records. What do you think, Kevin?
Well, I'll tell you, very European and house feel, you know.
Mm-hmm. EDM, house, techno, yeah.
Yeah, very, 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 very techno. It doesn't really showcase, you know, her actual vocal skills, if you will.
You can hear those, huh?
Yeah, I can hear that. I'd like to, you know, I like to hear more of her, you know, doing something so that people could really hear her as a vocalist to hear, you know, how she is, you know, melodically. And to actually really showcase, you know, what she can do as a vocalist. It's very hard to hear that when you're doing something, you know, like I say, the EDM, the techno, the house, you know, it doesn't really showcase what she can really do, but you also can hear, you know, that it's there. You just want to hear more of it, you know?
Yeah, but as a track, you hear, you see people buying it on iTunes and kind of feeling that, or you have any criticism, any advice?
You know, I hear people buying it, you know, people who are, you know, hey, that genre is their thing. You're always going to, on the production side, hear where you feel more could have been done. But for that particular genre, maybe that was all that was needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get you. I'm feeling it. Exactly.
But,
okay, well,
but yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your opinion. You know, that is our artist, and you know, I told you about the event that we're going to be doing at the end of August, and when you said you couldn't make it, and you actually made me aware that, you know, it's Labor Day and it's around there and stuff. We actually changed the date because I said, "Nah, man, my boy Kevin's going to be there. We're going to get Kevin down there. We're going to flip this whole thing around Kevin, and so we're going to switch it up. So make sure that you're there. You'll be able to meet her in person, hear her in person, and." You know, get some of that wonderful press because we'll have the Wire Image there and the Gettys and all the wonderful Easy Way supporters, and it's gonna be a fantastic. And you know, it's also at the Rumbo Studios, which is the same place. You know, all the greats. You know, all the biggest bands, the biggest people. They all record there. Everybody goes to the Rumbo Studios, Tarzana.
Yeah.
You know about that place.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Can't wait to come, and hey, I'm glad you moved the date.
Yeah, man, come on. I needed to have my boy Kevin come, and so I knew that you were going to do your thing with your family. And then it also dawned on me, you know, Labor Day, like, you know, a lot of people are going to be out of town and things like that. So we're going to switch the date up, and you'll be able to see your boy on stage. I got a little song with that. By the way, guys, I do have a song with Viva. You can go download it on iTunes right now. It's called Knockout. So you search Viva Doll, Knockout, and I'm doing a little rap on there, and It's a song that's gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out, no, something like that. But a lot of fun. So Kevin. So nowadays, I want to give you some time to promote, you know, some of your artists and some of the stuff that you're doing nowadays. You're coaching some artists. You're doing some projects. Talk about your 2015 projects.
You know, I have a young lady. Up north in the Bay Area. Her name is Atea. And Atea, it gives you kind of the Amy Winehouse, Adele type vibe. As a matter of fact, I mean, we spoke earlier. We just finished shooting her video a week ago. And you're going to hear a lot of things about her. We did a couple throwback things on her and, you know, she's a writer on the project, and this is her first time in doing all that, and she's done an amazing job. And then I have another young lady, Sierra, back in Charlotte, North Carolina, who is just killing it at 13 years of age. And
13,
she's also, and she's also writing, and, you know, she's getting stronger and stronger each and every day. As a vocalist, I mean, she's tearing them up. So I'm very proud of them. And, you know, like I said, I've been mainly knocking down these independent films. And but the artist that I am working with, especially these two young ladies, you're going to hear a hell of a lot about both of them. I mean, because they're really putting in the time and they're really putting in the work. And they're just great, great young people. And they're going to be great examples, you know, for the youth that are, you know, interested in entertainment. And they're doing it the right way. And as you and I have spoken, they we're getting ready to get them doing it the easy way also.
Oh, yes, sir. And, you know, let's go into that. You said they're doing it the right way. You know, just as on an educational perspective to our listeners, because we have a lot of musicians and stuff, what are some of the things that are the wrong way? What's some of the yang side of the music industry? And then what's some of the yin? You know what I mean?
You know, I mean, putting yourself out there in a negative way. I mean, and I say in a negative way because unfortunately, some people think, you know, sex is the only way to sell your project or this or that and the other. And I mean, when you're, you know, 13, 14, 15 years old, I mean, there's just a better way for you to represent yourself and not having to do that. And they're doing that. I mean, their parents are behind them, and they have good management. They're killing in school. They're learning how to write songs, how to write melodies, you know, not worrying about having to do every vocal acrobatic in the world, you know, just to show that they can do it, but they're actually singing the melodies, you know, which a lot of the old school guys like myself can really appreciate. And, you know, they're just being good people, Eric. And, you know, you don't hear any, you know, negative things out there about them. They listen, you know, they really, they care about being an artist and a true artist, you know.
And a good positive and proper inspiration. Because another thing I want to point out, guys, what you have to understand is when you become a public figure and you get even a fan base of 1,000 people, a fan base means these are people that follow you. These are people that take from you. Take from your what you're doing. They're influenced. You know, they'll repeat. They'll duplicate what you're doing. So, you know, if you're spreading positivity and good influence, then that's what's going to spread. I mean, nowadays with social media, things go so viral, you know, and that's one thing we're trying to do the easy way is just, you know, the power behind the positive, you know, and there's so much. Yeah, I'm not going to go into it again, but you know what I mean. That's what I love. I'm looking forward to working with you, Kevin, because your artists are very positive. The music is very positive. It's you know, I looked at some of the music videos and it's got a little bit of a Disney feel, but I really listened to the lyrics and I loved the lyrics. And now that you're telling me that the 13-year-old was writing herself, you know, are you actually coaching these artists to write? You know, because that's how you make your money. You know, let me ask you this. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Go ahead and answer that question. I'm sorry. And my second question is going to be the money. And I want to get into the money side of the industry, how you actually make money in this game and how you not waste your time. But yeah, answer that first question, please.
The first question, yes, I'm encouraging them to write. And that kind of goes hand in hand with the money due to the fact that by writing their own songs and being able to establish their own publishing companies, you know, they began making money, you know, from CD one, you know.
Oh, wow. So you're coaching them to actually start their own publishing companies?
I certainly am.
Wow.
And so that you know, I am, other than, you know, like I say, assisting them in doing these things, I'm not trying to, you know, do something so it's just padding Kevin's pocket. I mean, and I'm making sure that they, as artists, don't get caught up like some artists unfortunately have in the past, and end up, you know, when they're supposed to be getting these great big checks, all they're doing is, you know, getting $100 in a microwave, you know? So, but when you start talking about the financial aspect, I mean, the entertainment industry, as we both know, generates an awful lot of revenue. And when, like when I talk about films, my goodness, I worked on The Color Purple in 85, 86, something in there. I mean, I still get checks from that. I mean, and that's from, you know, residual income. Back when I was, you know, doing the A-Team and Knight Rider and stuff like that, it's 30 years later and you're getting paid.
Yeah.
You know, and you
did
want
Knight Rider and
sure.
the A-Team? You kicked it with Mr. T?
Yeah.
Oh, look it up with the interview, man. You know you gotta make some phone calls here. I mean, now you're going back in the day. I mean, I don't care about. Well, I don't want to say I don't care about him, but you know, David Hasselhoff's all well and great, but I want the car. Okay, I want to interview the car. Look it up with the car.
You want to interview Kid, huh?
Yeah, I want to interview Kid. Yep.
Wow. That's funny. But yeah, you can, the financial aspect of the business, I mean, it's great. And a lot of people have to realize most people and most of the fans, I mean, the fans make the artist. Without the fan base, the artist is nothing, because people have to love the product that they're putting out there. And they really have to love the person, you know, that's behind it. And you have to always be very thankful for your fan base, and you have to learn as an artist, you have to really familiarize yourself with the business, because if you do not familiarize yourself with the business, you can end up just like a lot of young artists and older artists have, and have nothing. Everyone has prospered off of you. And you're just like, wow, I did all this work and thought I was making all that money, and here I am with nothing, you know? So
yeah, and be careful what you sign, guys.
Yeah.
Be careful what you put your pen to.
Yes, I always try and make sure to educate the artists that I work with and let them know, listen, anything you do, I don't care if it's with me or whoever, as soon as you get any type of document, you and your parents, or if you're of legal age, you head straight to an attorney and say, okay, does this behoove me? What do I need to change? And just get all the information you can, because they are not, ignorance is something that they are not, they don't forgive. And and you end up paying the price, you know?
The industry will suck your soul like Shang Tsung from Mortal Kombat, but you will not get it back.
You will not get it back, my friend. You will not get it back.
Well, I appreciate
but,
that.
It's also a beautiful thing, too. I mean, and people, they don't realize how much hard work goes in to, you know, getting these projects out there. But, I mean, it's... a lot of work, but the payoff is seeing how much the fans love what you've done and what you put out there, and just watching them say, you know, wow, we love you. They're singing your songs, they're purchasing your songs, and that just saying they really appreciate what you do.
Well, so let's go into like some nitty gritty of two things. One, making money, you know, like all the different steps and ways, like, you know, you got the publishing, you got the writing, you got the ASCAP, you got, you know, like all the stuff you need to do to be protected and how to make money. And then I want to talk a little bit about the marketing, because you touched on something and how expensive it is and why. But yeah, in your experience, you know, how many different ways can you make money in the music industry? And how?
Well, I mean, you can, like you say, you have the writing aspect of it, the publishing aspect of it, the touring aspect of it. Music business, you can be a royalty artist, which is signed to a label. You can do commercials. You can do television, you can do film, and you have to have representation who truly, truly has your best interest as an artist at hand. I mean, that's too important. I mean, you can have this person, oh, I can represent you, I can do that, and I can do that. And if that person doesn't have your best interest in heart, I mean, that person will be the one who is making all the money, and you'll have nothing. So you want to make sure...
In your opinion, when you meet that person and you're looking for representation, you're touching on some great stuff here. How do you recognize they're the right person? What are some telltale signs? What are some, you know what I mean?
Let me see. I can make you a star overnight. I can do this. When everything sounds just too good, it usually is. When someone, you know, doesn't really tell you, you know, something, I can't promise that I can do this, that, and the other for you, but I can put my best foot forward and do this and that. And someone who's not every time you turn around, they're trying to burn up your pockets. I mean, yes, it's going to cost you. You have to spend money to make money. In this industry. I mean, when you start talking about, and you were talking about promotion and marketing, I mean, when you put out a record, I mean, let's say, just throwing a number, your record budget was $500,000. Your marketing and promotional budget will be $500,000 to $1 million to get that record to hit. I mean, yes, you have great music, you're a great vocalist, everything in the world, but without people knowing you, being able to hear this music, being able to see you, without that promotion and marketing, it's almost like you don't exist. I mean, a lot of people in the hip-hop world, naturally, you know, they do what they call underground, you know, and they just... They sell these, you see them at stores, at the beach, and a little bit of every place else, you know, selling their music. And some of them, you know, they prosper because, you know, radio gets so expensive. I mean, television is expensive. And that's why, you know, these social networks now are so very, very important, because they're getting these artists out there like never before at such a different cost level, on such a different cost platform, you know? And like I said earlier, it would have been amazing to see how artists like Michael would have fared to have social networking, you know, back in the 80s and 90s. I mean, it would have been over the top, you know? So,
I'm going to hit my girl, Claudia Wells. She played Jennifer in Back to the Future with Michael J. Fox. I'm going to see if she can hit the dock up. You know, we'll get hop in the DeLorean, you know? We'll go back in time, and we'll bring some of my social media knowledge, see if we can get someone to create a social network, go back in the 80s. You're going to roll with me?
I got you.
I'm just kidding.
But
yeah, technology is beyond. Yeah. Speaking of technology, Kevin, I'm actually going to play a little song. This is a project I've been telling you behind the scenes about, but this is a little project we're involved in. It's called VisiCard, and this is something that Soulja Boy, it's a little song that he made. I want you to listen real carefully to the first part of the lyrics here.
You got it.
Yeah.
They was on the space, no competition. They was on a book, but it was something missing. Now they like some birds chirping and sweet and hard. It's time for something new. This that busy card.
It's that busy card. It's
that busy card.
Okay, so did you hear what I was saying? I mean, I just put the mic up to the speaker, but did you actually hear?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you hear the lyrics?
I could. I could hear some of it, but if you could repeat it for me, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, did it pique your interest? All right, so this is a platform, this is an amazing tool that we're a big part of. I'm going to be actually the host, the face of the West Coast for this. My partner's heading up all the marketing for it. This is actually a song that Soulja Boy made for this. And listen carefully, guys. I'm going to play it one more time for you. Listen to the first three names that they mention here.
First they was on the space, no competition. They was on a book, but it was something missing. Now they like some birds chirping and sweet and hot. It's time for something new. This that busy card.
Is that a little better? You hear a little more?
Yeah, I got it.
I'm not gonna go into it too much, but yeah, guys, you did hear the space, you did hear the book. You can use your imagination, even chirping and tweeting hard. You use your imagination there. There's a new thing coming out called the VisiCard, and it's a new wave, a new transition of technology for the mobile and social media. I'll say is, how would you like to have a card, an app that basically gives you a full store, a full platform to promote all your stuff? Like for instance, you, Kevin, if you have your artists, literally you can use this platform to promote for them, for the concerts to come. And they already have about 4 million members, and it hasn't even launched yet. And they've done big deals with hotels. I mean, we'll go into everything. When you come down to the studio, I'm going to show you some more and stuff. But that's just a little sneak peek for you guys. Just a little something coming out here the easy way. And it's going to be pretty cool. But, yeah, that was Soulja Boy doing a song. And they were going after the space and the books and, you know, chirping on the Internet, you know. So it's going to be pretty interesting. Love technology. So Kevin, if I could go into, you know, nowadays, the music nowadays, you know, reality shows and your opinion on the content that these studios and these labels and, you know, the influence, you know, what's your opinion, and if you could change anything, what would you change?
Well, I think as far as a lot of the music on some of the shows, I mean, you know, a lot of the music is good. I mean, reality shows, I mean, they're doing what they're doing. They're making the executive producers and these networks a heck of a lot of money. And my only thing with all that is we don't have enough family TV, if you will. I mean, there was a time, you know, when I was a youngster, you know, everybody from the youngest to grandma could sit down and watch the same show. But now, I mean, you know, that doesn't happen that often. But music-wise, I think music is starting slowly but surely to make a resurgence to what used to be, you know, as far as, once again, as I said in the beginning of the interview, timeless. I mean, people are starting to really write some songs that have meaning, that are truly saying something, you know, to the listening public. And in a minute, I'm hoping that old school once again becomes new school when it comes to the actual product that's out in the streets, you know?
Yeah.
And it'll go back to, my goodness, I remember when it came to the Grammys that you'd be on the edge of your seat because you didn't know who was actually gonna be there. I mean, it was gonna actually be a true icon performing. I mean, now some people don't even know who's on stage performing, you know. And you know, a lot of people like to throw the little term diva around. And, you know, when you start making comparisons of, you know, putting young artists with your Celines, your Arethas, your Whitneys, your Streisands, and, you know, just putting them with them in those categories. And you're talking about putting them against women who have, you know, years in this industry, longer than most of those young women have, you know, been alive, but yet they try and place them on the same level. And that, and I don't know if that level is because of record sales or whatever, but it's certainly not because of tenure and musical greatness, you know? Mm-hmm. So those are little things that may bother me that I hope will change, and that these young artists will strive to be. I mean, because Eric, if you look, the years of the 25 and 30 year careers are no more. I mean, it seems like after the labels have gotten out of you what they need financially, you're done. And if you didn't take care of your money, someone's passing you in a grocery store. Hey, weren't you blah, blah, blah? What happened to you? You know?
Yeah. So
that's why it's so important for young people today to make sure they take care of their business and take care of their finances, you know, and also still, I know they get tired of us old heads preaching about it, but get that education, because that's something that can't be taken away from you.
Oh, yeah. Extremely important.
Yeah.
So one thing we didn't touch on, Kevin, and we have about 20 more minutes left on the show, so if there's anything in particular you want to touch on, please shut me up. Feel free. But one thing we didn't touch on. Was music videos and you know the development side of going about marketing, and I wanted to hear, like, if you were to like categorize, you know, would you recommend doing a music video first? Would you recommend doing the songs first? Like, how would you go about? And I mean, you don't have to give all your secrets and stuff, but in a general system, how would you go about the marketing or the development first, and then the marketing when it comes to a music artist?
My thing is development first.
Okay.
And once again, we'll throw the old term old school in, because back in the day, labels had something called artist development departments, where they would truly develop the artists prior to presenting them to the public. You know, so my thing, develop that artist, get the song. And for me, do a video. I mean, because, I mean, if you can really come up with a great concept, do a great little storyboard and bring it to life in the studio, whether it be via green screen or you're using live sets or whatever, I mean,
and do it in
that
Easy Way Studios. Make sure if you're going to do your
and
video,
do
it in Easy Way Studios.
Do it in the Easy Way Studios, you know, and then by the time it's all said and done, you use formats and platforms like Easy Way Broadcasting, Promotion, and Marketing to start pushing your artists. And it's my hope, I mean, and it's always a hope, I mean, it's kind of like going through the back door, that you create such a buzz that the labels start looking and coming to you rather than you going through all this, you know, this, that, and the other, trying to knock on doors to be heard at a meeting, you know?
And not just the label, the company.
Yes, exactly. You know, so, I mean, it's trying to say, you know, let me see if I can get them coming after me rather than us, you know, just burning up, you know, money left and right and this and that, trying to get to them, you know? So, but development in all areas, to me, is first and foremost.
And you touched on a really good subject. Figure out ways to get them to want to come to you. And nowadays, with social media and the way the internet is and all the different technology and stuff, the way that you do, I mean, you can do things independently. If you build a very strong social media following, if you create a buzz, and that's one of the biggest things that we do is we help people get the substance, that does that, that gets the big people to want to come to you, that recognizes what you're doing, you know, that has that buzz. And would you agree that, I would say this, and just, you know, if you disagree with me, please, let's talk. But one of the biggest things I say is your success is always a result of the team that you choose to surround yourself with.
I will agree with that. And I'll say it like this, and I was slow in saying, when you put together a team, I mean, it's interesting. I like the young girl I was telling you about, Sierra Jean, back in Charlotte, North Carolina. We call her team the SJ train, and her parents are on that team. I'm on that team. People who have helped us in different capacities are, we tell them, hey, okay, I need you to jump on the Sierra train. You know, if your team, each member of your team has to be on the same page, or that member of the team just cannot work. And I think one thing that's difficult in entertainment is a lot of people find it difficult to have to tell someone, you know, sorry, but, you know, you're just not working out. And, you know, and they continue to carry dead weight, if you will. And then they wonder, you know, why, you know, the team isn't moving forward. I mean, you have to be of like minds and have like goals in mind to have success. Because if you don't, I mean, you're wasting your time. It's almost like if you know someone is dragging you down and you continue letting them hang on, I mean, it's like a planned failure, if you will. You know, so your team is very, very, very important. But you also have to have the product. You have to have that artist, and you have to have that initial song, because without that song and that material or that content, I hate to say it, but you have nothing.
Yeah, and you always gotta have the product.
Gotta have the product, always.
Yes, sir. So this has been an amazing interview, Kevin. It's great, and I want to remind everybody that Kevin is one of our board members, and we are going to be doing some amazing showcases and a lot of opportunities, and keep following Easy Way Broadcasting. And so, do you have social media? Do you have any way that people can get a hold of you, Kevin, or are you a ghost?
You know, I'm pretty much outside of. I remember my assistant set up a Facebook page or something like that. Other than that, I've never tweeted, I've never honked, I've never tooted or anything else.
Guys, if you want to get a hold of Kevin, you can hit us up at Easy Way Broadcasting. We'll be glad to relay any messages or questions, or you know, get something over to him. And we do offer opportunities for photo ops. We offer opportunities to get pictures, to get advice. We do a lot of great events, and you can download my application at ERICZULEY on your Apple or Android phone, tablet, device, anything Apple or Android, you can download it. And I will actually get Kevin to download it as well, and you can talk to him directly on my fan wall. You like that, Kevin? I made a little middleman interactive system for the fans to be able to talk to some people, to be able to interact. Because a lot of times, people like yourself and you guys don't really do the social media thing. You don't really do the interactive thing. And I try to help the ghostly figure come into a body so you can actually talk to it. How about that?
And in doing that, you help educate us when it comes to that.
Yeah, you know, it's all about helping public figures and celebrities interact with their fans, and a lot of times people don't know this, but people like yourself, you know, I mean, you've been doing this for so long, you kind of get to the point where you enjoy, you want to mentor people, you want to help people, you want to educate, you want to coach, and that's what I love about you, Kevin, is you actually do it from your heart. Like, you actually do want to help these people. And yeah, you run a business. Everybody runs a business. But like you said, you know, it's not just about Kevin's pockets. You know, you actually do it because you believe, first and foremost, you won't do it unless you believe in something. I'm the same way, you know. And
yeah.
But you do want to help from your heart, and that's a great quality that stands above many others, because a lot of people are money driven, you know.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Well, I was a great. I mean, I forgot. I mean, it didn't even seem like an interview. We were just having a conversation on radio here.
I just wanted to say I wanted to thank the listeners and to please continue looking out for things that I'm projects that I'm a part of, and please just keep supporting Easy Way Broadcasting and Easy Way Magazine and everything that Eric and the Easy Way team are doing, because they're making great strides, and at the same time, you know, doing a lot of charitable things that are helping a lot of people in a lot of different ways. So please continue doing it the easy way.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. If I could exploit you a little bit more before I let you go for some of our partners, so we can make sure that they syndicate this as well. They put it out and they're proud of it. Can you say, you know, I'm Kevin Dorsey, and you know, whatever you want to say, so people recognize you, and shout outs to Soul Central Magazine, which would be the first one.
And you said Soul Central?
Soul Central Magazine.
Got you. Great. Hello, I'm Kevin Dorsey, and producer, vocalist, musician, arranger, and someone who loves doing it the easy way, and really want to look out for Soul. And you got to hit me again with the magazine, Easy.
All right, we'll try one more time. First time's the audition process, second time's the charm. Here we go. Soul Central Magazine.
Great. Reaching out to Soul Central Magazine, this is Kevin Dorsey, singer, producer, writer, and just wanting to let you know to be on the lookout to do it the easy way on the broadcast side, as well as the magazine side and all the social network needs that you may have. Thank you.
Appreciate it. I'm going to ask you to do one more for VisiCard, which is the new technology. It's a brand
yep.
new platform. And what you're going to say is, hey, this is Kevin Dorsey. And, you know, you just say legendary music coach. I mean, you've
yep.
done so much.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
And then say shout out to VisiCard. I just got carded.
Got you. Hey, this is Kevin Dorsey, legendary vocalist, producer, arranger, and this is a shout out to VisiCard. I just got carded.
Awesome. I appreciate it. All right, guys, so that is Kevin Dorsey is on Easy Talk Live, and this has been amazing, fun interview, and you know, I think you got some great advice, and you know, if you guys, again, if you have any questions for Kevin, you want to you know, interact with him, you can go to our application, the Eric Zulie app, and you can go to our fan wall, post your comments, post your questions. We are going to be doing this stuff all the time. Kevin is on our board. We're going to be doing some showcases and some fun stuff, and we're going to be holding a lot of great events and stuff. Kevin, it's been a pleasure. You're an amazing individual. Shout out to your team and your artists, and you know, we definitely support what you got going on. And I mean, this has been one of the longer interviews, you know, because again, it was a conversation. It was a blast, and we appreciate that you're proud of doing it the easy way, and all your support.
Hey, thank you so very much, and look forward to continuing always to doing it the easy way. Thank you, Eric.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Kevin. All right, guys, that was Kevin Dorsey. So much fun. Kevin Dorsey's the man. And he's the man with the plan. So keep tuning in, guys, and you know, you'll be able to hear everything. We are going to be putting a blog out on this interview. This interview was so positive, so, you know, so educational. You'll be able to go to easywaybroadcasting.com. There'll be a special news post. You'll see a picture of Kevin. You'll see a lot of the transcribing of this. We'll get him to do some videos and stuff. And I don't know. Kevin's been my friend for a long time. We'll get him to dance like Michael or something. I don't know. It'll be fun. We'll get him to do some Instagram stuff. And Hey, he's still there. Okay, so Kevin, but it's we're gonna have a great blog post, guys, and so and if you wanna interact with it, we do have a membership situation as well. You can go on our site and you can sign up, and you can get to hang with us the easy way, and help make a difference. We're bringing Hollywood to Orange County, the positive Hollywood, so you get to see a side of Kevin. Only the easy way. I said to Kevin, you have not seen. In fact, nobody sees Kevin. So I'm going to start bringing him out, and you're going to start hearing a little bit more about Kevin. And well, that's one of the things we're going to be doing, guys. We're going to be bringing the icons out of the shadows. We're going to be putting them in the spotlight a little bit. And believe me, icons don't like spotlight. They don't like light. It's like the vampire. Get away, light! No, I don't want any recognition. But that's how they are. But we're going to be doing some amazing stuff. So hope you guys enjoyed the show. Now I'm gonna give you guys a couple updates. Okay, Easyway Broadcasting, Easy Talk Live. A couple updates. Here's some of the events we have coming up. July 23rd, we have the official Special Olympics World Games Mission Viejo event. We are working with the director of Mission Viejo, and it's going to be an amazing event, July 23rd. August 17th, we have the West Coast Hip Hop Awards. Dr. Dre is right there in the center of that website. Omar Gooding is going to be hosting. Snoop Dogg's on there, and tons and tons and tons of other people. We are exclusive media backstage over there at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards. August 22nd, we have the Ball for a Cause event. Ball for a Cause, which is working with the Boys and Girls Club. It's at the Lake Forest Sports Center. They're expecting tens of thousands of people. They're going to be doing like Nike one-on-one type, three-on-three type stuff. And just go to ball4acause.org. Shout out to my man Mike DeWart that's doing that. And then we have September. Oh, September is going to be so much fun. We got the Silver Spur Awards, tribute to Gunsmoke. I hear Dick Van Dyke's going to be making his way in there. So Real Cowboys, it's an organization we work with, one of our clients, one of our sponsors. Real Cowboys is a nonprofit organization, and they're bringing positive Westerns back to Hollywood, and that's September 15th, 17th, somewhere around there. Again, you can go to my app, go to the calendar, you get all the information there. And many, many other events. So all this stuff is always on our website. It's on our app. And we do have a distribution vehicle for your music, for your videos, for what you want to put out. This is a new system that we have on the app that you can actually put your MP3s on the app. And a lot of times I go to these events and I'm with people like Kevin. I'm with people that are in the political arena. I'm with people that are in the A-list circuits. And it's nothing for me to open up my app and press a play button. You know what I mean? And get the right people to hear music. Ernie Singleton's on our board. He's the former president of MCA Records. Chris Donovan, former director of the Golden Globes. These types of people hear your stuff, and they have good hearts. They want to help. And so it's all through the app, guys. It's your portal to your success, we call it. The skeleton key to your success. And so make sure you download that app. And then shout out to Facebook, man. I want to give a big shout out to Facebook, because Facebook verified me. It was so cool. I saw the blue badge next to my name. I was like, yeah, I'm verified on Facebook now. Twitter's been there for a while, but now we got Facebook, so definitely shout out to them. Our network does a lot of stuff, guys. And, if you want your next event or your next situation covered and you want our Easy Way Angels to be there, we have beautiful angels. We just did a big photo shoot. We have a big MMA thing coming up. Ah, that was the other thing. That's the thing in September. We have a big MMA situation. We're going to be doing MMA fights and cage fighting stuff and news broadcasting. We have our new channel on Film On. Film On is one of the biggest television distribution situations on the internet, on mobile and TV. Film On, FILMON.TV. And we do have a channel on there, so my show will be airing soon. Shout out to Actors Reporter, Actors Entertainment for that production. We also have the Shanghai Media Group, so we're going to be syndicating our shows and our content and doing pay-per-view type things when we cover these events and the fights that we're going to be involved in. And we're going to be doing so many productions at the studio, guys. I'm not saying this, but other press have said that we're kind of doing like a digital Dick Clark type of thing. So it's definitely something fun to follow, guys. This show's every Thursday, 10:30. Don't forget to tune into our show on Sunday, 3 o'clock, Humanitarian Radio. And if you're someone doing humanitarian, I'm hearing to efforts and trying to make a difference. It's a great show. They highlight those that are trying to make a difference. And then our Baby Boomers live show with Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers, and my dad, Knights of Columbus and Special Olympics, and he does a Baby Boomer show with Aretha. They have really good advice for Baby Boomers, really good advice, retirement advice, tax advice. They do a lot of research, and you really get to hear from them. I mean, Aretha was Betty White's co-star. You know, she's a fun Baby Boomer. She does a segment called Tech Time, and they do tech advice. And the Baby Boomers a lot of times don't know about the tech, so she just lightly every week gives you a little bit of tips and tricks and things on how to use your phone and how to press the on button and things like that. It's a lot of fun. We are working on a show with the Angels, a beauty and fashion type of show. Easy Way Angels. Check them out on the website. A lot of great stuff. So shout out to all of our partners again. Soul Central Magazine out there in the UK, hashtag EasyWayUK, Soul Central TV, some of the radio stations we work with, Actors Report, Actors Entertainment, Fan TV Global Networks, Shanghai Media Group, Hello Hollywood, Maytown Development Group. Shout outs to, man, everybody. And I can't think of everything, so we're going to go ahead and end this show with a couple endorsements and support from some people that support our movement. Appreciate you guys tuning in for this long. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And please do me a favor. When you go to the website, there's a little heart. Click the little heart. It looks like a like button on Facebook. Click the little heart to show us that love. That's what's a heart. So, guys, this is Easy Talk Live. There's a couple of people to support us. And tune in next week. It's going to be a really fantastic show. I love you guys. Talk to you.
Life is hard. How to roll the easy way. Life is hard. How to roll the easy way. Life is hard. How to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.